Welcome to Handsome Life Radio, everyone. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I was behind the scenes running my mouth. Just to make it real quick, y'all tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. My lovely co-host is online right now, man. We finna get it down, man. Update y'all on everything that's going on. Welcome, Nia. What's happening with you?
Hey, hey, hey. I'm sitting over here chilling, getting back into the groove of things after a very, very long and busy and successful weekend. How about yourself?
Oh, the same here. But tell everybody, give everybody an update on how your weekend went. I know with the baseball, the softball thing, the blackout party. Tell everybody how it went down.
Oh, softball party or softball event was sexy softball. It was myself, the LA team, Brenda Redwine was the coach. She headed up our team. We had the San Diego team. We had the IE, and we had the Long Beach team. So, you know, we came out to the park over at Elysian Park, and we had a great time, great food, lots of people, just real, real good vibe, real good time, you know, to just be out in the park and barbecue and get massages, just a really, really nice vibe. So looking forward to doing that again next year. And shout out to the IE team. They actually won the event, took home the trophy.
I'll
be going down that way.
Hold on. Are you with the IE team, right?
No, I'm with the LA team. I'm with the LA team.
Oh, you're with the LA team. Okay, I thought you was with the IE team for some reason. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, me and Brenda are on the LA team. So, anywho, they won, and, you know, shout-outs to them. Sunday was the all-black event, which was amazing. It was like we brought LA, Hollywood, San Diego, all out to the IE. I mean, you had Jonathan DeVoe out in the place, Sean Moore, just all kinds of other promoters. You had the best out there and their crew. It was just a wonderful, wonderful time. I mean, it was ridiculously packed, great time, lots of drinks, good people, four DJs. You couldn't go wrong there. They had a cigar lounge outside. Of course, they had food. I mean, it was just a very, very nice night. You had photographers all over the place. I mean, they had a good 4 to 5 photographers all night long, just everywhere. It was great, great times.
Wow. Well, I want to congratulate you all on such a successful, successful event. And, I'm going to be honest, that weekend, you know, with things going up. So let me give a little bit of my updates to everybody. You all know I went to the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition and Comedy Festival. Let me just say this, y'all. I showcased my butt off to the point that my career, I hate to even, it's like I got to find out how to say stuff, you know, because I'm in a political game. People say, oh, this dude brag. It's not that I brag, y'all. It's just that when God gave you something and you know it's your gift, maybe you do brag a little bit. Maybe you do feel like, you know, I'm one of the coldest cats in the game because it literally, like, got proved, man. I'm going to be headed to New York, y'all. They booking me all over the country, New York. I'm doing a whole New York run for the people that know Tina Graham runs that, you know, her about something. These are the people who got all the comedians to Def Comedy Jam together. I'm going to be going to Miami next month as well to the Film Fest.
You needed somebody to travel with you to Miami next month.
I needed somebody to travel. I love it.
Right.
I love it. Who better than my co-host to roll with me, y'all? You know what I'm saying? He said he needed somebody, yeah. So I'm going to be in Miami from the 20th through the 24th. And Miami is my old stomping ground. You know, that's actually where I started. I wouldn't say start, but that's actually where I honed my craft. I started in New York. I honed my craft in Miami, Georgia. Y'all, I'm going to be doing the whole East Coast. And I'm so blessed right now. It's like I want to say things, but I want to say it in a way not to, like, kind of let the hat out of the bag. But a lot of people that know me and remember back in the day, I was like one of the few black comics that was on the college market. You know, the college market is very hard to get into. It's kind of sophisticated. Because, see, the thing about college markets is, you know, they don't want a lot of cussing and all that kind of stuff. And I actually fit the bill, and I was able to, you know, do a lot of shows. Unfortunately, you know, I had some issues with the person I was working with at the time, the agent. But, you know, that life goes on. You know, I had to fire an agent since I've been in L.A., and here recently, y'all, right after the comedy festival, I actually got picked up by a major, major comedy college agent. So my career is about to go through the roof, man, and I'm going to be back making that chop. It couldn't come at a better time, man. You know, I got a wonderful lodge, got a new baby in my life, you know, so many wonderful things going on for me. And I want to put this disclosure out straight up right now. I must say this because I know Nia has been a part of a lot of what I was doing. for those who are listening within the sound of my voice and want to know if Trey Love is promoting anymore, I got a lot of calls and stuff. Trey, I need tickets for this, tickets for that. Listen, everybody, I want y'all to know I am totally 100%, 150,000% out of the promotion game. I'm not promoting with any team. I'm not promoting with any clicks, not any of that. None of that Trey Love is doing, because what I realized is it hurt my career and it hurt me doing stand-up by trying to assist other people. And I'm going to tell y'all straight up, some people I really realized didn't appreciate what I tried to do and what I tried to give. So, therefore, you know, I wish them all the best, but I have to give to what's given to me and what's going to take care of myself and my family and also solidify my legacy, and that is Trey Love and Playboy Comedy. Now, anything that my co-host, Nia Hernandez, is doing, you best trust and believe that I'm pushing 110%. She got my back and I got hers. Anybody else, straight up, flat out, you got to pay me. You understand what I'm saying? You want to get your stuff heard on Handsome Life Radio. You want to be part of this major movement that's going on over here. Because I'm going to tell you straight up, it's major, man. It's major. I mean, when I say that God has truly blessed me, I'm not going to Miami and New York for nothing. If I'm leaving L.A., trust me, I came to L.A. to get it. So if I'm leaving L.A. for a minute, that should tell you something. So it's more than just L.A. I'm going nation worldwide with this. So, you know, just really blessed. I'm so glad to hear that the black event turned out the way it did. I knew it was, man. You know, y'all had too much heat, man. You know, y'all had the best. Nia, your crew, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really... You know, it was really hands down, you know what I'm saying? I knew y'all was going to knock it out the box, man, and I really hate that I missed that softball tournament, man.
Yeah, but you were your thing. You were out there making a name for Trey Love and then some, getting little Sophia out there on things.
Oh, yeah, you saw that. You saw that, right?
The name for her with a mic. I was like, what is he doing with his baby in the picture?
You saw that, right? We were sitting there, I had the mic in her hand.
Looks like, what is this?
Yeah, my baby already got lungs. She already got a little voice. She be around here singing to me. I say, sing it, baby. And she go, I be dying laughing like, y'all better watch it.
Wow. And I'm coming to
you, the next generation. Yeah. And also, I got to congratulate you, Miss Putting Babies Through School. Didn't you have a graduate recently?
Yes, we did. It was wonderful. I promise you, I cried the entire ceremony. I'm not a mushy person.
Wow.
I'm not sensitive like that, but I cried from the moment he put that cap and gown on to the end of the night. He was so sick of me. He was like, if she cries or snaps another photo, it's not going to be pretty. But I was just so proud because that was my son that I was like, you know, he's my tough guy. He, you know, he'll do everything he did it his way and his way only. And I was like,
well,
Lord,
all right.
Are we at 18 years already? I mean, I was just so proud of him. And even though he chose not to go to college, you know, that wasn't my decision, but that was his choice. He said he wanted to take at least a year off. He had a job. He graduated on Friday. Monday morning, he had a job, and he was ready to go. So even though he didn't go the traditional route, I'm very, very proud of him. That is my boo-boo.
You know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm glad that we're having this conversation, because I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be adding to the show. This is another reason why I want to cut segments down to an hour. I've been, you know, other segments I'm going to be doing on Blog Talk is going to be 15-minute segments. Our show, Thursday night show, guys, I was going to take it down to an hour, but after getting fussed at by my co-host, I'm really thinking that the show is going to go 2 hours. But listen, family, it's going to go 2 hours, but for those who want to be part of this, you're going to have to get with Nia, because Nia's going to be running the Thursday night Relationship Woes show. But to kind of amen what you're saying about what's going on with your son, I finished school back in 93. I didn't get my bachelor's until 2007. I say that to say this. You, as men, especially as a black man, you know, girls, y'all go to school. Y'all going straight through and finish college. And for this young man to straight up, look, mama, I'm not going to go to college, and I commend you for not being one of those pushy parents getting all on his nerves. Oh, you need to go to college. No, let the young man fight, because see, trust me, it's just like my mom had to realize, and just like I told her, and just like even me living the life I am, living without her even being here on this planet, you already know what you did. You did the raising, sweetheart. You did the nurturing. You did the cooking, the cleaning, the teaching, the you need to do this, you need to do that, learn, take your baths, you know, iron your clothes. Mamas teach us everything. You did all that. Now what it's time for you to do is do what you've been doing, enjoy your life, relax, because trust me, and I've said this before, you already raised him. He's going to be fine. He's going to be totally fine. And I'm going to be doing little college segments, little motivational segments, speeches, you know, just for my youth to let, you know, these kids know that, hey, you know, you don't have to be perfect because, again, a lot of parents put so much pressure on these kids today about everything, about, you know, just different mistakes that we make and stuff like that. And my thing is, how you got to crawl before you walk. And even us as parents have to look at what we've done. You know, let's look at our own mistakes that we've made. And then now that, you know, we're, say, 10 to 15 years out of our mistakes, we can sit back and, oh, well, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. No, I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair to the child, and I don't think it's fair to humanity. Let the man grow up. And the fact that he had a job on Monday, especially being a black man, that shows a lot, man. So shout out to that brother. What's his name? We're going to shout him out real quick.
Christopher Hines, that's my baby.
And that's the one whose paper you had to do, right?
That's the one whose papers, oh, I didn't even take you through that. It was the paper, and then 2 days before they said he's not going to walk, he neglected to say, oh, I never touched my health class that was an online class. I was supposed to do this whole semester, and I'm like 1% done with it. 1%, it was a whole semester class, yeah.
Wow.
You don't even want to know how me, my mom, my sister, and him were on 4 different computers knocking
Whoa.
It out. Two days before graduation, he's talking about, oh, I'm not going to walk until the fall because I never touched this class. I was like, I have to walk away initially and just say, I'm going to need to get back to you on that. And then my mom called. She said, are you okay? I said, I just left the house, Mom. I'm fine. She said, my grandson
wow.
called, said that his mom left. And so I thought I'd call to find out what's going on.
Wow.
So say, you know, we got it together as a family. We made sure that that day he got his diploma, and it was all of us got schooled in some health, some fingernails, some hair follicles, muscular endurance. Let's just say I was well-versed. It was all over. I was like, yeah, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. They came together as a family and got that boy through school. You know it takes a village to raise them. Y'all already know that, don't you?
Just like that. That's exactly how it was. And now
hey, but I love
what he says to me, he says, Mom, he gets his first paycheck today. And I said, well, what are you going to do with your first paycheck? He said, well, I was actually going to give it to you. Like, oh, my God, that is so sweet. No.
Caught me off guard. I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for that. Even touched my little heart. Like,
It had me tear up a little bit because I was like, what? That wasn't the answer. I expected him to say something like, I'm going to buy me some new kicks or some new clothes
right.
or, you know, something. He said, I was going to give it to you. For all the times you had to take me to night school since I didn't go the
wow.
traditional way, I said, oh, my God, that's my baby.
Well, see,
but
you
anyway.
Got to think. It's just like, no, that goes back to exactly what I said. I said before, when you raise them, you know, it may not seem like, you know, you may be saying to yourself, you know, oh, my kid, you know, goodness God, I don't know. My mom, people worry about people. My mom worried about me, you know what I mean? She was real. And what I'm starting to learn as I get older and realize is you got to let these kids make their own decisions. And a lot of times they will surprise you in a good way.
Yes.
Not necessarily
yes.
a bad way, and it sounds to me, I'd be surprised in a good way. I'm going to tell you a true story about what happened to me. I went to the Army, and I came home for a visit. And one day I came in, you know, and I was in the Army, and I used to have, you know, a nice little piece of money on me. You know, everybody know the Army. You know, you make good money and stuff. You know, you got some benefits. So one day I just came in, and I just gave my mom $100 for no reason. Just like, you know, I was stationed at Fort Stewart at the time, you know, and I drove, you know, 5 hours down to Miami, Florida, y'all, and just gave $100, and I'd have to get the look on her face because it wasn't about paying her or giving her anything per se that, you know, she pressured me about I owed her or anything. It was just I came in, and because you're my mom and I love you so much, you know what I'm saying, and I'm so grateful for, you know, just what you did, raising me, loving me, nurturing me, here go $100. And I mean, she, oh, baby, oh, Lord, oh, thank you. Got on the phone with her, girl, he's so handsome. He gave me $100. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
like that.
Again, and especially for men, man, it makes us, I'm going to tell you, it makes us feel good. Like every NBA player, NFL player, you know, all those black brothers, and it's funny because the first thing we want to do is get our mama. What you going to do? I'm going to buy my mama a house. And it's kind of like a given, you know, and when I say that, it's one of those things to where, you know, we watch our mothers struggle. We watch our mothers go through so many things, and I'm not negating any of the great fathers that are out there, but I'm not going to put my personal stuff out there, but I really did not have the most wonderful father in the world, the most supportive father in the world, the most you know, a father that was there to raise and teach and lead and guide. My mom did all that. My mom did all the nurturing, you know what I mean? And so it's like when you get your stuff together, and even living proof with Michael, you know, when Michael had everything set up, he left everything for Catherine. And I'm not saying anything that Joe did or didn't do. I mean, I actually commend Joe Jackson. I personally think Joe Jackson is a soldier. You know, he's a strong man. You know, he gave us them boys. But at the same time, that I think it's the breast milk. You know what I mean? Because something about that mama, like mama tastes good. You know what I'm talking about?
Ain't no joke. No.
I feel like, you know, there's always a different bond between a father and his daughter and a mother and her son. And I think those bonds are special, not to any less, you know, not to negate one or the other, but I feel like those are just special bonds. And, of course, you know, his mom had been there in a way that his father couldn't. He was not someone who was very emotional. And children need a good balance of both, that level of discipline, but also that level of emotional support as well.
Right.
And if it's too much of one, then, of course, they're going to gravitate to the opposite.
Oh, yeah. Naturally. Well, you know, again, like I say, you know, big shout out to Christopher for doing his thing, man, for finishing school, you know, and I'm going to just say this, brother, if you're paying attention, you just keep making your mama proud, man. Do what you do. You know, don't bring her all your checks. You know, get her that one.
Hey.
I'm just
my baby is actually at work right now. Thank you.
Look at that. Girl, you like to have a hard-working man around your house, huh?
I love that. You don't know how I love to watch him make his lunch and get to, I'm like, this is a level of togetherness that I don't understand when it comes to him. I'm like, he's so mature. It's
well,
lovely.
See, he was waiting on that. He was, a lot of times, you know, you be waiting on that. Like, man, I've been in school. Like, God, dog, you know, I'm in school. Okay, I got to go to school. And then, you know, and I'm going to tell you, when a kid, especially a male, when a male turns about 14, 15, it's something that kicks in, you know, that testosterone. I'm going to just put it on out there. Once we have that first wet dream and, you know, you shoot. It's real.
Hey, I don't need that. That's not in my head.
I'm keeping it real. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't say first time you had no sex. I didn't say that. But that first wet dream, that first time that, you know, you in your bed and you sleep and you dream about all your mama friends at work. But did I just tell my business? Anyway. And because they used to be flirting with me. And I used to be like, well, I'm telling you, don't be playing. You know, you're about 13. And then when it come out you and you wake up, I'm like, hey, what's this? You know, and then you look, and your left muscle looking a little bigger than your right muscle looking big, and, you know, you start becoming a man, you know, and that's part of nature.
Yeah, thanks. I'll never, ever, ever need that visual again.
What, of your baby having his first wet dream?
I don't think, see, for me, that never even happened.
Are you serious?
I really was okay with that never even happening, like never even being in my mind that it happened.
Have you all heard this river in Egypt called
You know what? I'm going to need you to leave me alone. I'm like, no.
I just need
to grow up and just poof be men, and I don't know how it happened, and we're not talking about it.
I know. You're such a mother.
Oh, we tell them to keep it wrapped up. I don't want no grandkids.
There you go. Be like, my mom was real graphic. Mama, look, boy, here, put your brother on. Mama, damn near in the room. Come here, girl. You ain't some getting my baby's good stuff.
Oh, I tell a girl, keep a little ratchet behind away from my sons. Because these girls these days have no sense buying for these boys and doing. I'm like, when did we start becoming the ones that were taking care of the men? I don't understand. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's a whole other conversation. But for me, starting out, first thing you want to do is buy for a guy. You're not, that's just, yeah, no. I'm not trying to have it.
I'm trying to raise
real men, and I need them to stay focused, not dealing with all this craziness around the neighborhood.
Right. I can understand that. And the thing is, that's why we do the relationship show, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to give people advice. You know what I'm saying? Like
advice,
people,
bring awareness.
Awareness and different opportunities and different ways of thinking, you know what I'm saying, to tune in to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, you know, once a week on Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Via Nia Hernandez because she is not having the 1 hour. So, again, like I said, I'm going to put this on out there because we only got 8 more minutes, y'all. I told you I was only doing a 30-minute segment today. Because if you are in town in the L.A. area, please come down to the J-Spot. I will be performing, doing my thing, man. Getting it on, y'all. God, it's so good, yo. And I'm going to tell you, for those non-believers, man, y'all better pay attention, realize, and recognize Trey Love is one of the premier comedians, African-American black comedians in these United States of America. So if you done been around me and you had the opportunity to touch me, you better not watch yourself, baby, because you got me. So when I blow up and you see me on these movies and everything, you know what I'm saying, be like, I know him. Some of y'all will be saying you knew me because I'm going to be totally honest. No, I'm not returning your calls. No, I'm not returning your texts, your emails because you're evil. I gave you a chance and you showed me that you're evil. So it's nothing personal. Just know that I have nothing to say to you. Ain't that easy? Ain't that easy, Neil?
That is off the charts. I'm like, how fast did he say that?
I mean, just letting them know. Realize and recognize.
Just letting
them know.
No, believe me, we've already been down that road. It's not even an issue for me anymore, right? We let the ones that need to be behind in our dust continue to eat dust while we're moving on.
Woo! Because we're going. And so I'm going to get this commitment in front of everybody because everybody needs to know. I personally, family, was going to take the show to 1 hour, you know, to get more out of it because, you know, we can promote and do things. Like I say, I've been doing my research. Actually, I've been doing a lot of research. That, like, I'm going to tell you what I realized, and I'm going to put this on out there. And this is for any actor, comedian. This is for any entertainer. This is for anybody that's doing their thing, even other members of Blog Talk. I'm going to tell you what I've learned and realized. This viral marketing is the way to go. You have to have a viral presence. You have to be famous online. You have to have certain numbers. Back in the day, you know, say Eddie Murphy, you know, a Jewish guy will come along and find this young hot comic and say, okay, he's funny, and put him on. Well, this day and age, if you don't have 5 million followers on Twitter or X amount of this and that, they're not even paying you any attention. You know what
right.
I mean? No matter how talented you are. So what I've learned is, and I'm going to tell you how I'm pressing to get ready to do this thing. I'm getting ready to hit my game to make Trey Love a household name like a politician, you know, as if I'm running for office. There are going to be banners. Neil, did you check out the website, treylove.com? Did you see your cold pitch on there?
I see you on there pimping with your blinged out, that thing, the T for Twitter. I was like, this dude, bling the Twitter.
Hey, but did you see Handsome Life? Did you see I got outfits up there?
Yes. I was like, you're doing
that was
it.
Really hot. I'm doing the best I can. And again, like I said, we're going to be doing that show together when I can, but straight up, I just want to put it out there to the listeners. If I'm not able to do it because, I mean, the thing is about this comedy game where I'm going is, it's another level. So there are times that I'm not going to be able to do the show, or if I'm able to do the show, I would only be able to do, like, say, an hour. What's going to be set up is, I'm just letting everybody know, Nia Hernandez is going to be running the behind-the-scenes boards. So she's going to be lining up the interviews. She's going to make sure you have the guests on. And for the shows that I can participate in, I'll be right there, even if in the back of the comedy club, y'all, calling on the phone, doing my thing, saying what's up, and putting stuff out there. I'll do that. But just depend on her for the day-to-day runnings of Handsome Life, as especially the 7 to 9 o'clock segment. So, again, it was something that I was going to do. I was going to make it 7 to 8, but after conversing with my co-host, and I just want to thank you again. She loves what she does. She's bought major, massive amounts of numbers and listeners to the show. So, again, we're going to get the most bang for our buck. Please don't hesitate to hit her up about advertising, getting your commercial played. If you need a commercial done, I want to put it on out there, too, because I think you had hit me, Nia. I want to put it out there for everybody that's listening. If you want your commercial recorded, we can record it. I can do anything you want me to do, and I can give you X amount of spins, but that's going to be $200 because it's not me you're paying. I have to go to the studio and record your commercial for you. Now, if you come to me with your commercial already done, then it's only going to be $75 for the same amount of spend that you would have gotten if you had me record it. So it's one of those things. The only reason I would charge $200 is because I have to pay the engineer to record it. And, again, if you have your own 30-second commercial and you want to get spins on Handsome Life, please don't hesitate to hit Nia. Nia, give them your email where they can email you.
You can email me at Nia, N-I-A, underscore Hernandez, at ymail.com. Anytime
and
you need.
And is there a number that they can call to reach you? Do you want to put a number out there for them?
Oh, most definitely. Anytime, 626-536-7842. hit me on the phone, text, email, however you need to do it. I do have, like I mentioned to you before, I have a guy that I know who needs to put together, so he does not have an actual commercial already put together, so might be some studio time involved in there, but he wanted to know, you know, what it would cost because he'd like to advertise with us. So I thought you and I need to sit down and hack that out, find out what he needs, and get him a price.
Sounds good to me. And, again, of course, being referred by you, the price is going to be you know, I'm going to look out. You know what I mean? I'm, of course, coming through you. And it depends on how you say it. I'm going to give a discount. That's the thing, people. I want people to understand. What I can do, I will. Trust me, I can. I will. But, again, I have other people involved. I have to pay these people, and it's business. And I'm not – what I promise that I will do is I will stay affordable. If you want to get numbers out – and, again, just because I'm putting your stuff on blast on the radio does not mean that it won't be on my Facebook and Twitter. You're going to get a lot of bang for your buck. So if you are advertising with us at Handsome Life Radio, trust me, you'll get your guaranteed – plugs, but you're also going to get extra perks, and that's 100% coming from over here because it's about helping and reaching the community. Now, before I go, I'm going to shout out a few people and tell you guys about the upcoming birthday bash that we're having for none other than myself, Mr. Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. Diamond Life Entertainment presents Trey Love's Birthday Bash Comedy Show, July 8th, 2012. Doors open 8:30, showtime 9 p.m. sharp. Flappers Comedy Club in the Yoo-Hoo Room, 102 East Magnolia Boulevard, Burbank, California, 91502. $10 up front, two-item minimum, free parking, great food. Y'all go to www.treylove.com. We're going to have comics there. And those are sponsored by JCI Realty Group, Indulgent Concepts, Stevie Mac Radio, HBO, Comedy Central, Last Comic Standing, BET, Showtime, Def Comedy Jam, and the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition. On this show, guys, it's a very special lineup. I got to keep it 100, you know what I mean? It's Sid Flappers in Burbank, so you know I had to get the token white guy. I ain't even going to lie. I had to get to talk to white dudes. So my main man, Mr. Brett Riley, is going to be on the show, and I'm telling this dude is hilarious. He's funny as hell. My dude, Mr. Stevie Mac, put the flyers together, L.A. hustler. He gets down. This next comedian, y'all, that's going to be on the show, I'm going to tell y'all who he is and how far we go back. I started comedy way back many moons ago in the 90s. I met this dude like my fourth, fifth time on stage, and guess who he was opening for, and guess who his sister is? None other than Oscar Award-winning actress, comedian, Monique. Mr. Reggie Cowell is going to be on this show, y'all. And that right there is like Reggie Cowell. Look me up if you think I'm BSing, y'all. Monique's brother's going to be on the show. And headlining, y'all, headlining. And I'm going to tell you how life works. She stepped to me about headlining because I had already planned to do this show a whole other way, y'all. But none other than Miss Hope Flood, queen of comedy, comedian extraordinaire, will be on deck headlining my birthday show at Flappers. So, man, I just want to say to her, thank you. And, man, that lady has done so much to help me, man. She's the one who actually kind of turned the people on, you know, to Tina Graham, say, you need to check this guy Trey out. I mean, because for those of you who know, man, I get on stage and I bring it. I leave my heart up there, man. I talk about real stuff, real life. You know, I try to perform it. And, you know, it's like a rap record. You ain't going to like every song on the record. You know what I mean? But 9 times out of 10, man, I'm bringing the house down. And I love doing stand-up. And I've been doing it so long because I love it. And this radio show is actually a branch off of my gift. So I'm going to be delivering it to you. And like I said, y'all, 7 to 9, Thursday nights, tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy will be in with his co-host, Ms. Nia Hernandez. But from this point on, y'all, she going to get her stuff on the behind the scenes, and she going to learn how to work these boards, because starting next week, y'all, she going to be taking over the show. It's going to be her show. So I'm going to kind of be the co-host, you know what I'm saying?
Now, aren't I?
Now that you done finished high school again.
Right, again.
Now that you finished high school again. And don't forget, I already sent you the email and password, so you make sure you come through and do that. So, y'all, I'm about to wrap this up. What I want you to do is go ahead and give your shouts out, let everybody know what's going on with you, anybody you want to shout out, you know, shout out your wonderful son for finishing school, and, you know, we already showed him love, but just give your shout outs, give your updates, and then from there I'm going to give mine, and we're going to go ahead and close it out, y'all, because I got to get to the J-Spot.
We're going to let you get to the J-Spot. All my shout-outs have been given on Facebook. It's just good to be back. I apologize to all my friends. I was not avoiding people. I am back in action. If you need me, holla. Much love to Trey tonight. I know that you are going to be phenomenal. I wish I could be there, but I will be at your birthday party, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, man, that's such a blessing. Thank you for that. And I just want everybody to know God is good, man. I work hard. I'm dedicated to what I do, and I'm living proof. I'm living proof that hard work and dedication does pay off, man. I'm putting a book together because what God has allowed me to come through and where God has got me today, I need to write this down because somebody somewhere, even if it's in 100 years, need to read this and know that even in your darkest hour, if you just keep looking up, like they say, when you're on your back, you just keep looking up and you say, damn. I'm going to just tell this quick story before I go. I was in a shelter, y'all, and I put this on Facebook. A lot of people don't know, but this is my true story. And after this, I'm going to log off because I got to go out here and keep giving God's gift. I was in shelter, man, you know, homeless. This is just what my life is going through, y'all. I was homeless since I've been in L.A. It was like maybe 3 years ago. And I was at a shelter over there and on Skid Row, and their rules are a certain way. So they have, like, TV, you know, that people are watching, like, cable. So one night I was out trying to take care of some business. And believe it or not, y'all, I'm in a shelter network. At a shelter still trying to, hey, I'm a comedian. You believe that? But that's the God in me, the person in me that won't give up. No matter during your darkest hour, you still don't give up. So what happens is my Comic View segment airs on television. So once it aired, I came in, people was looking at me, trying to get my autograph, talking about how funny I was, and I'm sitting up there like, man, I'm broke as hell. I'm going through the same thing y'all going through. The next morning, the director of the shelter put me on the streets, y'all. And when he was putting me out, I was like, man, I ain't got nowhere to go. Dude told me straight up, he said, but you, as talented as you are, I know you got somewhere to go, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, me and my wife, we really enjoyed you last night. So to add injury to insult, y'all, I had to get up out of there, get off my, leave the shelter. But yet and still, I'm airing on Comic View. So that's my way of telling people. Don't listen to what nobody got to say. People are always have ways to try to put you down. And when you think it's your darkest hour, you just look up, man, and God got you. All right? So I just want everybody to know that, man. Keep pushing. Keep grinding, keep shining. What's it? Computer cord. Keep pushing, keep shining, keep grinding, and you'll make it to the top. So that's it for Handsome Life Radio. Y'all can catch us next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. You got anything else, Mia, before I turn it off?
That's it, love. Good luck tonight.
All right, y'all. Oh, thanks a lot, y'all. Much love, everybody. Catch y'all on the next one. Don't forget my birthday party, y'all. It's going down. I know I got to take y'all out with a little music. Hold on. Technical difficulties over here. Computer shutting down. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So y'all can catch us next week, 7 to 9 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, or you can go to TreyLove.com, go to the Handsome Life link, and we'll be right there, man. Be right there. I'm going to take y'all out with one song. Had a little technical difficulties, computer shut down, y'all. I didn't even have it plugged up. How many of y'all checked out the Heat game, man? Go Heat. Oh, and I saw Nia threw something up about about the Celtics. No one likes the Celtics. If you're in L.A., you cannot stand the Celtics. So it is what it is. But we about to go home, y'all. Let me find the ride music. Oh, yeah, one more thing, family. We'll be putting out my hip-hop comedy album, which is nothing like it's never been done before. So we're going to take a little 50, take y'all home, man. I'll see y'all at the J-Spot, and then catch you at my birthday party July 8th. Peace.
Yeah. 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 I'ma let the shit bang, bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby. I pop, punch the pussy, the stunt, and I pop. Yeah.